Who doesn't want to listen to that jarring material? Eva, it's a clean episode, by the way. Just saying
hey,
that.
Hey.
We didn't cover that beforehand. This is clean. This is the one that's airing Monday on the public access station to our multitude of listeners.
Oh, I see how it is. You got to do a dirty one with Howie.
Yeah, I did.
But a nice and clean one with me.
Exactly.
Because I's a lady with lady parts.
That, I was going to say you look like Heidi from the Alps. You are a bit of an Aryan princess. That too. But yeah, you also have a vagina, I believe it is. I watched Kindergarten Cop twice. I know how to pronounce that.
Last time I checked, which was about 10 minutes ago.
That is true. Right in front of me. It was very unsettling. You just pulled it out and like pried it apart like a primate would.
I wanted to show you.
And you went, yep, all accounted for. And then put it right back in your sweats.
I was proud of it.
Oh. Aren't you precious?
Yeah.
Do you like the amiibos that I have strewn about the studio?
I have to say I have been shopping for amiibos with you for about... since I've been back in the Tilly for a long time. And these are very cool.
Thank you. I wasn't planning on bringing them in. I actually...
The fact that you have them here...
They were in the car.
Okay.
And I decided to set them up like I feel Elton John would in a studio set up candles.
Yep.
We have amiibos. We have Charizard. We have Wario. We have the Inkling.
I do like the Wario guy.
Wario's so cool.
Wario's cool.
I said that completely facetiously, by the way. Wario is a statue that in ancient Mayan times meant virgin for life.
What?
Yeah.
She is a Wario.
Folks, it is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. She is Eva Crickshin.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us for yet another episode. The show site in papasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we have ever done, as well as my writing, whenever that trickles out. And
he's a great writer.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're amazing.
You're a skilled liar.
Shut up. You're an amazing writer.
Oh, well, I guess I am. What to compliment? You are a great scarf wearer.
Well, I do have a really great scarf on right now, guys.
You do. You look like you could put that around your face and join ISIS.
I could put it around my head and like be Rachel.
Rachel who?
Rachel Rozell or Dozell. What's her name?
Oh, Rachel. Let's look her up. Rachel.
We'll get to her later.
All right. We will. We definitely want to talk about Rachel Dolezal.
I think it's Dozell.
Okay. The white lady who tried to convince people she was black for a long time.
Why not?
Why the heck not?
I've been pretending to be white for years.
That's true. You pretend to be a good normal white and you're actually Irish Jersey something or other. I got really mean with it in the car and you actually acted offended. You hit me and you're like, you can't say that about my people.
No.
And I know your father listens to the show and I love Thomas, so I will hold back.
He does love you. So does my mother.
I feel his Lithuanian half is just flushed into an Irish toilet with the other... With the rest of your bloodline. He tried to save it.
They actually want you to come over to dinner after this, but I wasn't sure how this would go, so I wasn't going to say that.
That's adorable. It's going fine, but I have a Game of Thrones date with Richard in his grandmother's basement.
Great. That sounds amazing.
Yes, it does. Who doesn't want to sit with Richard in his un-air-conditioned basement? That smells.
Yeah, and not eat. Really warm brats and fresh.
No, we're going to have whatever one can microwave from Costco because Richard lives in a basement and it doesn't have a heated range.
But no, but I'm saying like you would rather
do that. Oh, you would be cooking a smorgasbord.
Oh, you know how my parents are.
Yeah, your parents really put on a production.
Oh,
they look like they are catering a Jewish wedding. I mean, they go nuts with it. If I said this is a bar and bat mitzvah taking place at the same time, it would still seem like too much food. That's what your parents make.
Where's the kosher?
Yes. No, I felt bad because for a time I was just wandering by and I'd pop in and be like, hey, do you have any leftovers by the by? And then you explained to me that you ate those as lunch the next day and suddenly I felt guilty.
Oh, don't ever feel guilty about eating anything in my parents' house. They love you.
You know what? I don't want to wear out my welcome. That's all.
No, do not.
You say that now, but when they open the door and I'm on the toilet eating a box of Cheez-Its and I just shake them And I say, refresh these for me, Pamela. They might change their tune.
Taking a dump.
Like, yeah, just dropping a Dusinski. A Mick dump, as your people call it. And you're sounding great on air, by the way.
Thank you.
I was going to do a whole segment on how I was expecting you to be all slurry and stuff on air, but you sound killer.
Thank you.
I won't even get into why we expected you to sound slurry. Okay, let's get into it. A couple weeks ago, Eva fell off of a moped, and she's been having a lot of issues ever since.
I don't want to talk about that. Come on, man.
Your knocked up skull. Your concussed brain.
Hey, people listening. I've just had a lot of Eva issues lately, and now I feel great, and I'm back.
I was going to lie and say you're concussed, but all right.
No.
You were on a couple pills. They seemed to have rebalanced, and you're
they
all good.
They have rebalanced.
And wonders of modern science.
And they have rebalanced, and I was hanging out with people that I shouldn't be hanging out with. And
well, I didn't want to get into that part, but no, you definitely were not. But
well, because you might punch something, but
this is true. Yeah. Well, I don't want to get too cryptic for the air.
Yes.
As well.
Because
then
I'm
people
doing
are like, what are they describing? This sounds like trying to summarize Indiana Jones in 30 seconds.
No.
And then there's this thing and there were Nazis and you needed to see it, man.
But then there was guy taking the heart out.
One of these days.
But no, I'm doing much better. Everybody.
Eva's good.
I'm good. Eva, and I'm back. And
just
I'm
saying
you're
slurriest. That you possibly can. I'm in a good place.
This is a good place.
There you go. She's in a good place.
Yeah, I'm in a good place.
She is.
So I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad to have you.
I'm glad to be back staring at you.
We try.
You sexy Greek troll.
My hard bosomed nipples sticking out through my shirt.
Are mine? Mine are hard.
They're not sticking through your scarf. Your scarf draped about your bosoms. We also almost had Howard here. Why did Howard have to bail again? You're seeing a kid's recital.
Yeah, he said, my nephew has a...
Something. It sounds so pedophile-y when we say it out loud.
Yeah, it really does. My nephew has a...
There's like a piano recital. Yeah, and he had a bench to sniff afterward. Just picture him there.
Bending down so hard.
Yeah,
he's so tall.
Just a megaphone that he has against the seat, and he's smelling. He's like, so many asses. That's Howard.
So many children.
All right, so we have a whole show outlined for you, but beforehand, I just want to mention on air to everyone listening right now that Eva had a Mr. Pitt Seinfeld moment right before the show. We went to Cava Grill, which I believe is DC only. So if you don't have Cava in your area, don't go mad Googling it. I think it's just our thing.
If you don't have it, I feel bad for you.
Well, I think there's a lot of Mediterranean Chipotle knockoffs. That's what I'll like.
But this is so fresh and good.
But that's what you say about every Chipotle variant, if they're done well. You're like, it's so fresh and they make it right in front of you, man. Suddenly I became like a stone surfer when describing food stuff. Yeah, Cava is, just imagine Chipotle with falafel and hummus instead.
So good.
And if you don't have it in your area, trust me, you have someone trying to do it.
Yeah.
There's Rockville. Rockville has Cava by another name, and that's like 30 minutes away.
Yeah, it's called poop.
Yeah. Good to see your improv skills are right back at a baseline.
It's called poop.
So I took Eva to Cava, and I just physically took her there. She paid for her meal and everything. And I just sat and watched her first flirt with the girl, giving her falafel.
She was so pretty.
I like that you thought she was pretty. Because
you didn't think so?
No, I thought she was, but I have like really dirty taste. Like I think I can sense someone who would just be like a champ in the sack. And I think to the average guy... they might have glossed right over her because she was like a pretty nice looking Latina with her hair up, but you couldn't see her ass. And I feel like if you're checking out Latinas and you're the average white guy, you're like, I don't know what's going on here. I just need to see her bum.
But
that's
see,
what the raps
I like a girl that looks very innocent.
Oh, God, you sound like a spider talking to me right now.
Yeah.
Black Widow Eve.
No, I like to be, you know.
You like to be the boss bitch when it comes to you betting another woman.
Yes.
Look at you. All into it on Pride Day.
Yeah.
He said we wanted to mention Pride.
Happy Pride, y'all.
Yes. Good old, do we get to mention which way you swing? Or?
I like men.
But?
I enjoy women.
There you go. Out there for all the listeners.
There you go.
All the pride in the world.
But I do, man is my number one.
Exactly.
Number one choice.
A lot of pole, a little hole. I think that was actually the shirt you wore to last year's Pride Parade.
Yeah, with my dad. My dad came with me the last Pride Parade last year.
And I like it because Tommy's all straight. He's all business.
Oh, my dad is so straight.
But he does have like a leather boy setup that he'll wear to Pride. And he'll grow out his handlebar mustache for the event.
Stop. He'll get embarrassed if you say that.
Why?
Because he listens to this.
He's just in character. Your dad is all man.
That is his character. I did take a picture of him at New York Pride last year with a transvestite.
Exactly. And he has two different sexy cop hats he wears. He has like the leather regular.
He's more into the Indian, like the sexy Indian.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think he's really, like, pro-American.
So he does his native pride thing and his gay pride thing.
Yes.
Even though he's neither of these.
Neither.
But
my dad is 100% straight.
You know what would be
But very for the gays. For gay rights, for any sort of civil rights, my dad and my mom are on board.
So as you tried to pick up the Latin girl.
I wasn't trying to pick her up. I was just...
See, that
with
contradicts what you said to me the instant we sat down.
I was flirting with her.
And you're like, you're pretty. And she said, you're pretty back. And then it was just, you lit up. You loved a compliment from a girl you're hitting on.
She was pretty.
She had like that, I want to call it like the early 90s or early 2000s kind of cursive chest tattoo thing, though, that you would see like in Orange County, California,
I liked it.
I'm not saying it was bad. It reminded me of like my MySpace days where like I'd have to browse a girl's like musical likes and it'd be like, oh, yellow card, something corporate. And here's like the lyrics that mean so much to me across my jugs. It took me back to those days.
You also know I'm a sucker for tattoos. So
that's true. I thought you meant on guys, but you like it both ways.
Stop
what?
She was a pretty girl.
She was. I applaud your taste. You have a keen eye.
Thank you.
There,
I like guys.
There you go. Take
I like guys the best.
Stop trying to put the gay genie in the bottle, Eva. That ship sailed.
Stop trying to bring the lesbian genie out of the bottle,
you've
John.
You've declared your raging bisexuality on
You
air.
Just want me to like...
What, just set up a Periscope or
a
meerkat for the listeners to watch?
That's what you want.
Maybe get people to put like $10 a month into a Patreon account for Papa's Basement?
That's what you want, isn't
it? And if so, one of the perks is getting you pick up chicks and getting to watch that? Maybe. Maybe. Sorry I have such business acumen. Sorry I know to, if I can smell a buck or two waiting to be made. God forbid.
What are we supposed to be talking about?
I don't know.
About?
We're just going to put a GoPro on your head. And
no!
You're going to walk around and be like, you're pretty.
I didn't say it like that.
You did. You were like, I want the feta and the harissa and falafel and your number. And then you pulled a Midnight Express and just shoved one of your nipples against the protective glass.
Oh, my God. That didn't happen.
I made up that very last part.
Viewers, that didn't happen. All I said was that
she
was very... Listeners. All I said was that she was very pretty and she said I was pretty back. I appreciate women. I like men.
All right. You sound very sophisticated right now.
Thank you.
You sound like a woman about town.
I have a martini.
I'm the country bumpkin here.
Head.
I'm just like, y'all, a girl liked another girl in front of me.
I want to see that happen.
That?
At the local two-step.
She's one of them New York lesbians.
New York City.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I'm coming off here. You are the sophisticate.
I am.
You're like, I'm attracted to souls, John.
I like good people.
Exactly. Good souls.
I hate you.
So the whole...
Good souls.
The reason I brought this up...
Good souls.
The whole reason I brought this up was Eva gets a rap, which is a rap. It's intended to be eaten by hand. They have several dishes. If you want to go the fork and knife route, they have a salad. They have a rice bowl. And you're like, I'll get the wrap. And so I expect
you... I wanted the wrap.
You wanted to get the wrap, and I'm picturing you just shoving it into your maw. As you're like, you think she likes me? That's pretty much what I'm picturing as we sit down. And instead, you go and get a fork and knife, and like Mr. Pitt eating his Snickers, you proceed to just take these little chunks off of your wrap.
Did I Mr. Pitt it?
You Mr. Pitted. So you're just doing that. But then, like 4 or 5 minutes in, you're like, screw this. And you start just ripping hunks. Like, you go from eating it in the most sophisticated way possible to, like, I threw this at a toddler. Because you're not even just taking what's left of the wrap and lifting it to your mouth. You just grab chunks from the inside with all the sauce smeared on it, rip like, them off.
I threw this to a kid in the Temple of Doom.
Yeah. And then he's ripping the little falafel hearts out of it. And you're just wrapping these color chunks.
Hi, color, color.
Smeared in God knows what. It's all over your hands. It reminds me of like going to the Indian buffet on Saturdays when the locals eat there. And you're just like, my God, this is... Have you ever seen that, by the way? As a non sequitur?
No, no.
Oh, go to an Indian buffet on a weekend when the whole, you know, the whole family is out?
Oh, no, I haven't been.
All of them. Grandma, Grandpa Singh, the whole deal.
The whole fam.
Oh, they tuck into some beans with just, the only utensil is bread. It is a messy affair.
Well.
I have seen toddler's finger paint with more restraint. It is a treat for all the senses, my friend. So that's how you killed the rest of your rap.
I did.
So what was your thought process? Why exactly did you abandon the fork and knife restraint?
I thought that we were running out of time to get to the studio.
Okay.
So I started, you know, Mr. Pitting it at first. And then I got really hungry and I just started going for it. You know, there wasn't any sort of mind control aspect that I had.
Yeah, that happened on air.
Yep.
I hit the cough button, though, so the listeners didn't hear me produce a lot of phlegm and then cough it into my cup.
That's good, darling.
I've got a cold, so, and I'm on antibiotics.
I didn't
feel... There's no cough button, Eva.
I didn't feel any sort of introspective, like, I need to finish this like a caveman. I just started going for it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You walked in with a sexual hunger and hit on the girl, and then you ultimately satisfied your belly hunger.
She was pretty.
We're going to drive you back there.
No, I like men.
And I'm going to do the total C block move.
I like men. I just get crushes on girls.
I guess it'd be a P block move. You sound like me. I respect men, and I get crushes on girls, and I do nothing about it. I think you're more proactive with women than I am. At least you're like, you're pretty.
That might be true.
Yeah, you're out there trying to get it. I'm just trying to memorize her every detail.
I am not out there trying to get anything.
And then lock myself in my bedroom as soon as I get home.
Oh, my God.
All right.
All right.
All right. Speaking of, well, we had a good segue 10 minutes ago. Then I needed to finish the Mr. Pitt thing.
What do we got?
We got Rachel... We have to figure out how to pronounce her last name. I'm looking at the spelling right now. To me, it's a very clear Rachel Dolezal. It's got the word
Dolezal. I think it's Dolezal.
It's got the, well, you're saying Dolezal without the L. It says Dole, like Del Monte's hated rival.
Dole.
And then the word Z-A-L, which is Dolezal. A word. That's just three letters. So Dolezal.
Yeah, Rachel Dolezal.
All right. So for those that don't know, for those that don't enjoy making Twitter fun of people, because that's really all this story should be, just getting online and laughing and laughing. Rachel Dolezal is a woman of apparently Caucasoid ancestry. They're showing young pictures of her that pretty much look like every Irish chick I've ever dated as a kid.
She looks like me.
Yeah, she that really just could be you hanging on the wall.
Yeah, just she looks, I have a better nose though.
Yeah, she kind of has that mud shovely nose that some of your kind get. What? Some of your kind have a flattish nose. You don't have it.
I have a perfect nose.
You have a nose that like a Jewish girl on her sweet 16 would pick out of a catalog.
I know I do. I've had gay guys come up to me and be like, who did your nose? What doctor?
And you're like, well, one time I was really drunk and this guy, no.
No, it's perfect.
This guy was into that and I let him.
It's perfect.
You do have, you have like a little Meryl Streep nose.
I know.
So she doesn't. So Rachel Dolezal was a white girl out of like, was it Montana?
Spokane, Washington.
Well, that's where she ultimately relocated, but she initially grew up like way in the middle of the country where I don't think we have any listeners. So, you know, it's the bad place.
We have listeners?
Fake it till you make it. So she grew up in the middle of the country.
Okay.
And I think had like a bunch of black adopted brothers and sisters.
Four adopted brothers and sisters that were black.
Okay. She leaves that and her very white parents and goes to Spokane, Washington,
mm-hmm.
where she kind of like, I think, went to grad school to do, I don't know, African studies or some crap, put mm-hmm. together a portfolio for grad school that was like all African art. And lo and behold, shows up like C. Thomas Howell as the Soul Man. She's got, it really looks like fake and baked skin. Not so much that, actually, a spray tan. It's like orange enough to be spray tan.
Right.
And she's like permed her hair and dyed it brown. And she shows up and she's like, it's me, Rachel Dolezal, soul sister number one.
Right.
And she managed to rise through the ranks of the local NAACP chapters. She was the head of it, if I recall, by the end of things.
Yeah, this, she was the head.
She ran the local NAACP chapter.
In Spokane.
And a couple of weeks ago on TV, I think a local affiliate, somehow it came out that she claimed she had a black dad. She wanted to play the mixed ancestry card and was like, I'm black, I'm white, and I'm Native American. Because when you're faking black, go for it.
But you always say, whenever you want to like say you're part black, you always say, I'm Dutch. You go, I'm Dutch, I'm English.
Oh, really? No, I were faking black, I would always say, like, I'm 1/64th Cherokee. Check out these cheekbones. They don't lie.
But she was she had a picture taken of herself with a black man, and she claimed that that guy was her father, mm-hmm. and it wasn't. And then got interviewed by, you know, the local news, and they asked her, is this your father? And she goes, I don't understand what you mean.
It was really good.
Yeah, did you see that?
Oh, I watched the clip of her. Yeah, when
I really,
they show,
I don't understand what you mean.
They show a picture of her white mom and dad to her.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, is this your dad? She says, yeah. She's like, so the reporter's like, so are you not black? You said you're black, but your parents are white. Are you black? And I have heard more limber answers out of guys caught by their wife with their dick inside another woman when asked what's going on here. I have heard smarter replies when in flagrante delecto, is that the term I'm looking for? Something Latin your dick in a box.
Let's ask Kay Larry.
Yeah, exactly.
If Howard was here, he'd think.
Howard would bust it right out. Yeah. God damn him. The one time he skips out to sniff children's recital benches. We knew his addiction would tear the show apart sooner enough. Today is the day we pay the piper.
So gross.
Just how he rolls, man. I don't judge. So they bust this out. And she has no good answer and then just kind of walks away.
And then she walks away.
Just walks away, which is what an innocent person always does.
But did you see the elaborate hairstyles she did?
Oh, there were so many.
The cornrows, the Erykah Badu, like,
my
wrap-ups.
Favorite was the, I think you called it the Erykah Badu. Yeah. I will just call it the Hair Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
When she had like blonde cornrows whipped into
the Hair Tower of Babel.
It looked like, I forget if it's kid or play, but it looked like his hair made of braids pulled together. They were amazingly, like, she had some posts where she's like finally going natural with my hair. And like, it just showed her with her just perm to hell white girl hair, pretending that's how she came out of her mother. And everyone's losing their mind because it's like a big debate whether or not, first of all, if you're black, I'm not black. I mean, I am kind of by these standards. If I just
I am. So,
of course,
I am
black Irish, at least. If you're, you know, so it's a big debate. Like,
I'm not black. I'm sorry.
Are you that anti-black that you have to?
I have to apologize.
You have to decry that on air. You're like, don't ever actually think I'm black.
No, I had to. I'm not sorry
to the
for
black
being
community.
White. I'm so sorry for being white, but I'm like, I'm not black. I'm sorry.
Oh, see, my dad once hired a black guy, so I pretty much think I'm the black man's best friend at this point.
Mm, got it.
Yeah, and he came over in the 70s. We didn't own anyone. I'll never apologize.
My family came over in, like, you know, the 1820s, the South.
We rented our phones from Bell Atlantic. We didn't even own those. You think we had slaves in our past? Come on.
But this girl has been playing herself off like
she's black.
Is black. And she does have four.
Continue.
That's John spitting.
Four
siblings that are adopted that are black, and then
real
she
black. Let's be clear, not black,
black
like her. Real black.
Real black, like not even African American black, like from Africa black.
Oh, they're that black.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then she married a black man.
Oh, please! Was there any doubt?
Of course.
Good
and
Lord.
They're now divorced.
Because of this.
I don't know. I think they had a kid from what I read from the research I've done, but I think for a while.
And by research, you mean you took your smartphone in the toilet 10 minutes ago.
Basically.
Okay.
I pooped a lot today. And
damn your dad and those bratwursts you were making.
Harry, have another bratwurst.
Have another brat. I'll put some sauerkraut on top of it to keep things moving.
I don't want it, though.
Eat it. You're skin and bone.
Right. I'm skin and bone,
I'm your Jewish mother father. Eat. You're wasting away.
So her youngest brother, she was playing him off as her son. Yeah, her black son.
Yeah.
I mean, and what this is what I don't care about. I don't care if you want to pretend you're black or if you want
to. That's like a quarter of the kids we went to high school with.
Exactly. If you want to change your identity or kind of manipulate your appearance to appear African-American, that doesn't bother me. That's like what we talked about 3 weeks ago with Bruce Jenner.
My God.
Like a transgender person.
Look at you remembering things.
Making, you know, changing their appearance to be a woman. This woman clearly wasn't comfortable being a Caucasian, white, blonde woman and wanted to pose herself as an African American. I have no problem with that.
See,
but the fact that you lie and say that your younger brother is your son.
So that's what gets you.
That's what gets
me. See, to me, that's like such girl logic. That's almost like hearing, making more infidelity analogies. That's almost like hearing from a girl, I don't mind that you cheated. It's that you lied about cheating.
Hmm. Okay.
I think the internet's reaction, mind you, 99% of the people writing about this are still white guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes me the happiest about it. And I just laugh and laugh because they have such brilliant perspective. And then here's the counterpoint on it. I don't really think you need to be black to have, I don't think being black, you're going to have some great new insight on this. I know that like, that's the, not the PC thing to say. And I pretty much like need to defer to a black person in this situation. Like they're the wise old critter from the Lion King. I'm not going to say it was a mandrill because that's an ape and it would sound really racist, Eva.
Rafiki.
Is that his name? Yeah. Rafiki? He was a mandrill, right? He had like the weird blue and red organ
meat
looking face. I don't
know what I just know he's Rafiki.
Okay.
Old.
I'm sick of like very liberal white people thinking like they can't have a take on this other than like, I think I have to be offended, but I'm waiting for a black person to tell me I should be offended.
It's a goof. The only reason I'm offended is that she pretended her brother was her son.
It's a goof. You know what? Like, honestly, do you think any black dude cares that a white chick like wants to bang a bunch of brothers? They're like, great. I wish every white chick wanted to be black like this. Exactly. The more the merrier.
Plus, she looks good with that hair.
Toss another shrimp on the Barbie.
Her hair looks good.
Yeah, she actually like pulled off the look.
She pulled it off.
The other thing I want to say is, in what world does anyone really consider this chick black? Like, I love how now it's like a debate. Like, what does it mean to be black? Like, are we stupid? Like, have we gotten to this point? We're really debating. I mean, do we have to debate, like, what does it mean to have blue eyes? The answer is having blue eyes. If you want me to, if you want to say, what does it mean to be black? Well, black enough where the average cop that supposedly is like really crappy to black people is going to be really crappy to you. How's that for a standard?
Right.
Like, march around with a gun in an open carry state. And if they politely tell you to put it away, then you're passing as white and you're not having the black experience. And if they kick out the back of your knees and put a gun to your head and call in the SWAT team, you're black and you're having the black experience. It's a really easy litmus test.
That's horrible.
And now getting to the point you make, a lot of my, I would say, more conservative friends on my Facebook feed have said, like, I think to be smart, they're kind of going with, like, what's the difference between this chick and Kris Jenner? Or, I'm sorry, Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce
Caitlyn Jenner.
Jenner. Yes, not Chris. The difference between her and Chris is, I don't know.
A lot.
Yeah,
well,
not the amount of black penis they've had inside.
Maybe
of
an
both.
Inch or two.
Both have had a lot. But I actually have to sit down and really think about it because I don't know if there is a big difference. And that sounds like you're trying to be flip when you say that. But what if this chick says, I've never felt comfortable in my white skin. And really, since I saw black people, I have felt black inside. And that's what I identified with. Is that so different?
It's not.
Then Caitlyn Jenner setting down and saying, hey, since I saw girls, I feel like a girl. That's how I identified. I remember years ago reading some article, Christ knows what, in Rolling Stone, Parade, Highlights. I don't know where. I read it all, Eve. And it was about white Russian kids saying, you know, it was white Russian kids who are massively into U.S. black culture, like Tupac and Biggie. This is a while ago.
Okay.
And they close with one kid saying, like, I feel like I am black inside and I was just born in a white person's body. Does that not sound like what transgendered people have?
That sounds exactly what transgender people feel like to me.
And I personally think this is all debates that will fade in like 20 something years with stem cell.
I know, but I'm going to be dead by then by alcohol.
Oh, no. They're going to stem cell you like 3 livers.
Oh, yay.
It's just going to look like a camel hump, and it's just going to be your spare livers that kick in when you've had
too much. I already have a hump going.
You do. They're just going to chisel out some of your hump meat.
A mighty hump.
They're going to chisel out some of your hump meat and replace it with organs. And the livers are actually going to be protected by your hard hump casing. And then you're going to be a supervillain called the Scarab because you have a big round beetle back.
That's my name, the Scarab?
The Scarab.
No.
Come on, embrace your role, Scarab.
All right.
Like the scene when Alfred Molina becomes Doc Ock. Roll with it, Scarab.
All right, Scarab. No, but I agree with you. Like,
in 20, it will be moot. You'll say, give me a shot. And guess what? It'll give you all the pigmentation you want. And you'll be black. And if you're a white if you're black, you're going to say, like,
well, they already have that for black people. They have skin whitening products.
Jumping into a pool of Clorox?
No, they have skin whitening products that a lot of black people look down upon. But a lot of black people
they
do.
They sound so Bernie and ineffective. That sounds like when I used to
get my... No, it's like going to the salon and they, you know... I'm motioning right now that I'm rubbing...
You look like a woman that got ejaculate in her eyes. You're just like, you've got both hands against your eyes. You're either wiping jizz out or you're playing peekaboo.
No, it's they're skin whitening products. And
I don't think they're good, though. I'm talking about, like, what if you go in and it's like Total Recall style and they just put a syringe in your neck.
And then
you know, you're Eddie Murphy as Mr. White getting the bank loan.
All right. I see me.
It's all going to be liquid in 20, 30 years.
I know.
I'm going to read a comic book and be like, give me wings like Archangel.
Right. I want to look like Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes.
Only you could come up with the one demand.
This is what I want.
This is what I want.
I want to look like Calvin.
Now, after you become Calvin, will you be peeing on a Ford or a Chevy logo, or will you be the praying Calvin?
I'll be the praying Calvin.
I like that one. So solemn.
He's very solemn.
So dignified.
And I'll have my Hobbes with me.
If you're Bill Watterson, how do you, like...
Love Bill Watterson.
How do you embrace, after you create what is, I think, probably the most intelligent comic I ever read as a child?
I agree.
And do you know what its lasting impact is to 99% of the population?
Yeah.
Calvin pissing on things.
It really
How do you
makes
reconcile
me
that?
It pisses me off. Ba-dum-ching.
Just smack the mic off of the stand and drop it.
Should I just go?
Because you're just, yeah, just go.
Just leave.
Don't
no,
come back
annoying.
For the next episode.
Yeah, Bill Watterson is like, I have a few very like collectible Calvin and Hobbes comics.
Like, I don't, like, to me it feels like if you're Chuck D and you make all these conscientious Public Enemy albums and then like somehow... They just take like a picture of Flava Flav from the cover of like It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back and use that as like the banner for Coontown.com. And that's how most of the people know you now. Like Flava Flav being the horrible caricature, you know what I mean? Of like black pop, whatever the hell he was.
Yeah.
But just like people using him in the most racist way ever. And you're just sitting there as Chuck D and you're like, goddamn Chuck D. I was like MLK that could rap. I'm a genius. And this is my legacy. Thank you, God.
Is Bill Watterson still around?
He just spoke a couple months ago, like breaking some sort of silence.
Did he say anything about the peeing Calvin?
That is all I would ask him about.
I would too. It's just, it makes no sense to me. Like I
would, at the end of the conversation, I would just pull out a picture of Calvin pissing on the Dallas Cowboys star. And I'd say, can you sign this for me? Big fan. Everything in the interview would just be me asking him what he would piss on as an option. Like, that is how I would phrase and frame every question. Instead of, like, how do you vote? I would be like, so. And I'd have my little fingers kind of pointed in an arch in front of me, like I'm deep in thought. And I go, so.
Were those just up your nose?
No, they weren't. They were in my bum, though.
Ew, cool.
Would you piss on a donkey or an elephant?
On a what?
I know. I just said the word that you make fun of me in my pronunciation. Can I just say roof instead of roof and throw you off the trail that way? How am I supposed to say donkey? Donkey?
Donkey.
Donkey? Like the name Don and then a key?
Donkey.
Like the thing I've cut 50,000 times in my life because things went horribly wrong.
It's easy. Donkey.
Donkey.
No, don't go donkey.
Donkey.
It's just donkey.
Donkey.
There you go.
Donkey.
Yay.
I got it.
Donkey.
Oh, God, this feels like a scene from the King's Speech. Donkey.
Donkey.
Why were we talking about donkeys again? That's how fried my brain is.
Should we move on to the next subject?
No, we were killing it.
Okay.
We were just murdering it up and down the block, whatever the hell we were just talking about.
We were talking about Bill Watterson.
Oh, yeah. And the political thing. There you go. I guess that segment did run its course.
Yeah.
Why did you let me go back to it? I blame you.
It's my fault.
That's why the show's dead right now. So, Eva, our vote is we don't care. And that no one should be offended by it. She was helping black people. At the end of the day, Rachel Dolezal.
At the end of the day, white people can be members of the NAACP.
Yes, it was founded by whiteies.
Yeah. I don't see a problem with her wanting to create a new identity because people do that all the time.
I know some black people were outraged online. Outraged, by the way. Outraged enough to type 140 character statement about it. That's about how outraged I get about anything in my life, too.
Well,
but they're like, she can, you know, she's just dipping in and doing what she wants. You know what? She's probably done more for black people than you have. How's that? By working with the NAACP, you tell me the last time you donated to the United Negro College Fund, right, or that you participated in like a Little Brothers or Little Sisters program.
Or you donated to Howard University where she
Big
went.
Big Brothers, sorry. Yeah. Or you donated
she went to Howard.
She probably did more for black people than you did. In fact, I'll take that bet day in, day out.
So I'm saying yes to her for her donations, for her contributions to the black community. I don't like that she lied about her little brother being her son, though.
That's the funniest part.
That's just when it gets really freaking weird.
I don't care. You know what? If some old lady wants to dress as Tinkerbell and walk around my block and hand out candy every day, I'm not going to tell her she ain't a
fairy. That's your mom, John. That's mean.
You're embarrassing me in front of the kids on the playground. They don't know that.
That's Maria, okay?
This is the part where my life gets really sad and we cut to act three. How are we going to deal? How are we going to resolve this?
What's the song that we play in the middle?
Oh, God. Are you going to make me like hum and riff something right now?
Yeah.
No, my throat's all sore. You do it. Okay. You embarrass yourself.
I embarrass myself.
See how I judoed this around on you?
Yeah, you did.
You hummed the song that you wanted me to sing.
Oh.
You're just singing Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Caught in a...
That's not improv-ing. Hold on, let me come up with a song. How did you get in? We are riffing right now. We could have been jazz greats, Eve.
We could have been.
It's not too late to do a little Rachel Dolezal, blacken it up, and make a killing. All right, so this is a show where all the important news of the day gets discussed.
Yes.
And nothing more important happened. Oh, well, that's not recording. Let's hope the computer doesn't crash because we're live without a net now. Don't worry. It's all good. Just the backup recording down. It's why we got two engines, kid. We're still in the sky. Al-Qaeda ain't taking us down yet. So the biggest news of the week to me, and I missed this live, and oh, have I just gnashed my teeth that I missed this live, but during game four of your NBA finals, LeBron James was caught, and if I had done production work, I would have like the little kid. Hold on. You know what? I'm going to bring the show.
Wait, no, what happened?
To a crashing halt.
Tell me what happened.
Well, LeBron James adjusts his shorts, and inadvertently, while the camera was on him, LBJ, King James, the great one, I think that was Gretzky, pulls out his dick. I didn't really tiptoe around that, did I? There was no clever euphemism involved. Yeah, I just said he pulled out his dong, which he did, and it was caught on camera. And I stepped away for like half of that game, including
find it online,
including Dickgate. And before we go hunting
is it Dickgate?
No, I just made that up. It's everything gate. I wanted to save that for air because again, I heard it was tiny, and like looking at LeBron James, he's the poster child for a guy you expect to be hung like that turkey leg that Henry VIII's eating. You know, just a big, fat, meaty head on a big stalk. He's like, he's a brother. He's athletic. He's tall. Like, really, Eva, what indicates that this guy wouldn't be packing? And by the way, I need to play this every time we talk about LeBron James.
I can't find it.
Hold on. Let me get this playing. Let me bring
no, I want to see his
bring
dick,
our momentum
John.
To a scratched.
John, I want to see his dick.
I want to see a sweet pecker. That's how you dirty talk. Give me your pecker. Show me your dick. All right. Hold on. Let's get...
LeBron James.
That's all I got.
What was that?
I play it to scare the living hell out of my mother around the house sometimes. Mother.
I hate how you say mother.
It's just a kid saying LeBron James over and over. And sometimes I'll just play LeBron it on my phone.
James,
and she's
LeBron
like, what
James,
is that?
LeBron James.
I'm like, it's just a kid saying LeBron James.
Mother and I went to go see Spy.
Yeah, but to her it sounds like... It sounds like a witchcraft chant from
LeBron
Rosemary's
James,
Baby.
LeBron James.
The last one's cut off halfway through. LeBron Jane. It sounds like LeBron Jane, that last one.
LeBron James.
One more time.
LeBron James. LeBron James. LeBron James.
This is so creepy.
After you've seen it for the 100th time, the last one being cut off is the best part. So do you? I'll Google then. Your Google foo is apparently a little weak.
Yeah, my.
So this is how we look for it. I'm gonna first type in LeBron James penis.
I typed in LeBron James LeBron James dick and nothing came up.
That's a little slangy.
It came up as him as being a dick.
Okay, so we're gonna get off LeBron's dick pic. That is that's the Huff Post.
So he adjusted his shorts.
He was adjusting his shorts.
And he wasn't wearing undies?
Yeah, I think the undies came down too.
So this is what I'm confused about. I don't watch basketball, and I'm not going to pretend that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So he...
Oh, I think I found a Vine of it. Oh, okay, I'm looking at LeBron James's penis
or
right
can
now.
Can you...
Hold on.
Towards it to me. But when men adjust themselves, they go in...
First of all, that's not particularly small. Now, maybe I just outed myself here. But
can
if
I
that's
see?
Small, sure. I will pass it over to you. I will pass the duchy. That's old-timey slang for LeBron James's penis.
I can't see it.
Hold on. I am now like Kevin Costner in JFK. His penis is going back and to the left.
I can't see it.
Well, that's damning right there. But here, I'm going to use the
mouse. I'm getting off for a second, guys.
Hold on. I'm using the mouse to show you where his... We see like the shaft of it right here. Follow me. It goes... It actually does go back into the left. You see the... Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Now, I'm going to say this about him.
Whatever.
Whenever I'm doing anything remotely athletic, and trust me, I pretty much never... If you put all of the physical exertion... I've ever engaged in my life. It wouldn't
mostly
add
sex,
up.
Probably.
Just getting up to go to the oven a lot, too. it wouldn't add up to what he did in the first half of this game.
Okay.
But whenever I actually do run and try that, all of my blood drains away from my dick. That's like the last place my body's going to put it. Like, I have like an acorn if I've run a mile or two. Like, I almost get scared. Like, I look at it, and I'm like, did it fall off somewhere along the trail? I'll go back for it. No man left behind. So I'm thinking that might be...
The Lorena Bobbitt Memorial Trail.
Oh, yes. Oh, it took place, what, 5 feet from our house?
Yeah.
I think realistically, it was 10 miles. To this day, I've never really gone to find out where John Bobbitt's penis was hurled into a field. But it happened a mere miles.
It.
Did you?
I found it.
I've heard that they put it on. This is not me being funny, by the way.
He's a porn and he did porn.
Not that I've succeeded. he put it on, but then he got it like the Coke can surgery looking stuff. Like he got it all beefed up, but like it can't really even stay hard. Like it sounds like they just scraped a bunch of spam under the skin. Like if you're a kid or a cartoon character and you're doing sweeping and then you lift up a rug and throw all the dirt under there. That's what they did with his dong. Like, they pulled up the dong skin and just scraped a bunch of fat under it and then sewed it back up.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, you now look like a deflated football. Enjoy.
Oh, my God. Penises are so disgusting to begin with. Why would you want to mess with them?
Well, because a bigger one's better. I mean, really? Don't you agree as a girl?
A bigger... Penis is bigger than bigger is better than a small one.
Yeah. When, yeah. You know, Tom, your father, turn off the radio now. Turn off the MP3.
Oh, I thought you were like trying to talk about my dad's. No.
Why would I ever talk about? I'm sure it's huge and it glows. That's how highly I think of your dad.
Aww.
I'll
tell him you said
that. I'm sure he pulls it out, and to this day, it makes a ding sound effect, like you're looking at a diamond in a comic book.
Yeah. No. Bigger.
How do you like it?
I like it normal size.
Okay. Girls say that, but then they have a really skewed idea of what normal is.
Normal for
like,
me.
I was trying to bang a girl once, and she was like, I don't like it that big. I've just never been with anyone who is under 8 inches. And I politely bowed out and let her keep that streak alive.
Okay.
What's normal to you?
7.
That's on the high end of normal, but I'll still give you some normalcy there.
Okay.
All right.
I just don't like thin.
So my nickname of cigarette.
So my nickname was Needle.
Exactly. I am Slim Jim.
Yeah.
How do you do?
I'm Spaghetti. What's up?
So LeBron's dong. Oh God, there's like a link to a bunch of best of vines, and there's a girl in a Pikachu pajama pulling out a huge pair of boobs. Can we just end the show? Because I know what I'm doing.
Sure.
No, don't worry. We still got 5 minutes to kill or so, but then I'm returning to the scene of that crime. Why is that hot? Why is it hot that a girl's dressed as Pikachu with big knockers?
I don't even know what Pikachu
is. I think I cracked
is.
The code. She could be dressed as Hitler with big knockers, and I'd still find her hot.
That's going to be my next Halloween costume.
Sexy Hitler?
Yeah. Totally sexy Hitler.
I see.
And you can be my Ava Braun.
And I'd be in lingerie with my chest hair out. And you'd have a little mustache painted on.
And we both have cyanide pill, like a cyanide bottle.
Which we should be indulging in right now. No.
Yes.
All right. We got 10 minutes left to fill.
Okay.
But do we want to? I had odds and ends from the last episode I wanted to toss in. Did you see Tracy Morgan in his first appearance?
No. How's he doing?
Oh, you didn't see this?
No.
All right.
Tracy, is it sad?
Tracy.
Stop. I don't want to see it if he's like talking.
What if I told you that he tried to make it sad, but it's maybe the funniest thing you're ever going to see? Tracy Morgan was on the Today Show, I believe, getting interviewed by Matt Lauer, who, by the way,
is talking like this.
He's not.
This.
Matt Lauer is an emotional rapist. He is a vampire of the soul.
God, I would do naughty things to Matt Lauer.
Oh, he has like a visible herpes sore 20 episodes a year.
Really? No, I love it.
Oh, God. Make him put 3 on before you do it, just to be safe. In case the first 2 fail, you still won't look like Jupiter's eye down in your box.
Ew.
He's got the herp.
Okay, it's not like it's ever going to happen, John. I'm just saying, I think he's an attractive older man.
You're in New York.
I am not. I'm here in the freaking Tilly.
You go to New York sometimes. He's a hound.
I have to go Wednesday. You want to go?
He's a hound of the pun variety. Because I can say that word on air.
Yeah.
Oh, the things he was asking Tracy. He was just, like, especially as the interview went on, he really just should have said, like, hey, we're going to edit this part out, what I'm saying to you right now, but can you just cry? Can you cry? Can you give me that on my show? Can you cry?
Can you?
Big girl tears for me. Because that's how this interview goes from good to great.
Can you tell us what it was like to die and never see your family again?
Oh, it was horrible, Matt Lauer.
It was horrible, man.
I saw his skull.
It was a white light.
I wish I had actually prepared to do my Tracy.
Yeah.
Because I don't do a half bad Tracy, but cold, it's horrible. I pretty much just sound like Kingfish from Amos.
There was a white light. Matt Lauer.
So Tracy comes out. Okay. And I think it was supposed to be a serious interview. I mean, it was. It was definitely supposed to. But he comes out with a cane. and Tracy Morgan, I think by virtue of 30 Rock, not just his stand-up in general, not him on SNL in general, but by virtue of the fact that I think Tina Fey recognized he is a funny, just resting face, I can't see a picture of him now and not just...
Because like, he's just like...
It looks like he's in the middle of delivering the funniest thing you've ever heard in your life. So here's a picture of Tracy Morgan talking about the death of his friend with his hand on a cane, Eva. What is your reaction to this photo? Exactly. I rest my case, Your Honor. Do you want to see more? This is...
I actually knew... used to serve at Fat Black Pussycat, the guy that was in the... Whoa. We've talked about this before. It's a bar.
All right.
And that's where all the comedians come, where I've met all the comedians. But Artie Funke or Artie something was in that car crash with them. And he's good. He's doing good.
They're all doing good. They're all doing great. To the tune
except
of
for the one that died.
Yeah, his family's doing great. To the tune of like 6 zeros and a couple of numbers in front of them.
You're a dick.
How am I a dick? I just made lemonade out of lemons.
You're mean.
They just got paid. Walk it off.
All right.
They're doing all right. But thank you for sharing my reaction. I saw pictures of him with a cane. And like I could just hear immediately, "'Cause my foot hurts, Liz Lemon!"
What's up, LL?
It reminded me when he was talking about like one of the best lines.
Hey, JD.
I think it was the diabetes episode. Yeah. And he's like something to the effect of, "Can they replace my feet with wheels like Rosie Jetson?" It was good. Well, we're done. We managed to string together a little more. And I think I want to get out before the program crashes and we're screwed with nothingness. Come on.
Is this before or after I sing my original song? Oh, you already put on that.
Right. Yeah, I saved you. Didn't hang you out to dry. Thank you for not revealing that I kissed all the amiibos before we recorded. For strength and luck. For Wario's cunning, for Charizard's strength. And for the Inkling's love of the game. All right, folks, that was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She's Eva Crickshin.
Hey.
At Papa's Basement on Twitter for me. I do a lot of things. I was about to say funny things, but why? No one likes to hear anyone say nice things about themselves. I do things. You be the judge. Just like the black girl, who's maybe not black. Is she black? Is she white? Is she coming? Is she going? Who cares? Just let it happen. Let it ride, baby. I'm at Papa's Basement. She is at Orchard Eva.
I'll get better at Twitter, I promise.
You've been so bad at it.
I know.
You've been so bad at it. Why don't you just take pictures of you trying to pick up girls? You'll have 50,000 followers.
All right.
Okay, do it. InPapa'sBasement.com, the show's website. Got all the episodes if you want to stream them there. But if you really want to help the cause, that's what I'm going to call us. Oh, God, I needed to burp so bad. It didn't come out. And now I just taste what I ate before. If you want to help the cause, Google Papa's Basement, iTunes, three simple words. There you can subscribe to the show, you can rate it, and you can leave a review. I think we've been at 51 reviews since John Kerry ran. It's been a ways. Please bump that number up a little bit. We're hurting, folks. Who's your friend that lives near us? I'm going to call her out by name. Only the first name.
Lydia?
There you go. Lydia! Get off your ass and write a review, you sloth.
She will.
Thank you. Thank you, Lydia. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you that, babe. You're all good in this man's book.
She's beautiful.
She is. For a sloth. All right. I guess that's it for the next one. For the next one. See, I'm losing it right now. This is the carriage turning into a pumpkin, folks. I'm like the werewolf right in the middle of killing someone, turning back into a human with a mouth full of flesh. And I'm like, son of a bitch. What's happening? All right, we're out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.